Chris Selwyn's been neat. We've been talking with him over the last few days. Well, yesterday, the Manu Kōrero Nationals wrapped up. There was some really inspiring kōrero shared by these young and talented kaikōrero. And Chris has had to reflect on the quality of it overall, the lack of funding from the central government for a competition that's now in its sixth decade, which was a tono that was put to the floor by Kingi Kiriona. I think he was leaning in on Penny Henare. Perhaps some clarification on that from Chris as well, who helped to coordinate, and of course is the Tumuaki at Wairea. Thanks for joining us again, Te Rangatira. Chris, it's good to have another kōrero to wrap up, Manu Kōrero 2024. Tēnā koe. Thanks, Chris. Well, as we did last time, let's start about the quality of what was shared yesterday. The vibrancy that some of our kaikōrero utilised, the bilingual nature of that and the issues that they raised. What stands out for you now that we have the winners? We'll talk of the winners in a moment, but what about the overall comp? What lingers in your mind as a result of the last few days?
I think you've hit the nail on the head, Dale, in terms of the quality of our taiohi, of our rangatahi, in terms of their public speaking, and you know, and in both Te Reo Māori and in Te Reo Pākehā, and you know, the quality of our taina speakers yesterday in the Tāturi Kara and in the Rāwhiti Ihaka, just amazing the standard there in terms of all of the representatives from the different rohe was pretty spectacular. And, you know, levelled up to the quality that we'd seen on day one with our tuakana and korimakuin and the pai.
Tēnā koe. I've got a piece here saying that there's been a rise in slam poetry, and perhaps that needs to be focused into the criteria in the next competition. And also that Kingi, who's the head judge, put it to a Penny, perhaps, who was there, saying, look, maybe it's time now for some sort of financial support to host and stage this prestigious event and take some of the financial burden off the schools and individuals who stand.
Absolutely. Just back to point one in regards to the slam poetry, of course, it is a particular type of genre, Dale. And so I think the challenge was put there to us as kaiako and as delegates and as the national committee and from our regions too, to get feedback in terms of how we would like to see the whakataetae progress, you know, as we move into these more modern forms of oral delivery. So I think that's a challenge there for us as kaiako to look at, and how can we move. I mean, we are, you know, 60 years later since the beginning of the competition, and of course, you know, different forum and different genre, etc., in terms of public speaking. So I think there's a challenge there for us, you know, and as we also move beyond, you know, the traditional form of speech making. So I think there's that challenge there. And of course, yeah, the challenge of the ongoing funding and financing of whakataetae. And as it becomes such a big event too, you know, like catering for the number of our taiohi and our rangatahi and our kura and whānau that, you know, love coming to this event, and how do we ensure its continuity and sustainability long into the future and for the next 60 years coming. So I think, yeah, the challenge is there for us in terms of organisations as to how do we ensure that our manu kōrero is going to continue for the next 60 years.
Tēnā koe. Whilst we might anticipate strong performances I te reo Māori from our kura kaupapa rangatahi, it was notable that many kura tūroa featured prominently this year as well, so it's by no means an area of dominance by our kura kids, there's room here with the English sections and the impromptu sections to really get a good feel for what our young people are thinking, whether they're in kura kaupapa or in kura tuarua. What did you make of the latter?
Well, absolutely. I think, you know, like as, you know, as we as Māori develop our own, or, you know, in terms of our kura, and our kura also feeding into our kura auraki, and vice versa as well. But, you know, just how we as Tiwi Māori are developing educational pathways that allow our students to be successful and to shine and to be the brilliant young people that they are. So, you know, I think that's what we're seeing now. And, yeah, and so, you know, huge tribute to our past kaiako who have paved those pathways for us in both kura kaupapa and in kura auraki.
Well, I've got a bit of a list of results. Probably not much use going through them all, but were there some that stood out for you? I'll fill in the gaps, but what sticks in your mind too of the many young speakers that you witnessed across the last few days? Any standouts?
I'd say especially in the pay, you know, which is like the pressure that's on our akunga to perform both the takatū and the tene, the prepared and the impromptu. But yeah, the quality within the pay in both of the sections, I thought, was extremely high. And then down and like I say, in terms of just the prepared down into the takatū with our taina, the delivery, you know, again in both the tāturi kara and in the rāwhiti, was outstanding as well. You know, and again, you know, as with the kori mako with the prepared and the impromptu. So I think all of our akunga in all of the sections from all of the regions, their preparedness, their ability, their skill, their self-confidence, you know, everything that they presented on stage over the past 2 days has just been absolutely of high standard and a high quality, and our judges being able to give them the feedback to further develop those skills and hone in on, you know, what they need to develop to become those great public speakers and orators that we're looking for.
Great talking with you, Chris. Thanks very much. I'll run through some of the winners too at the back of our kōrero, but appreciate you being, well, our eyes and ears through the course of this wonderful celebration of oratory skills. Tēnā koe, and thank you for joining us once again, Chris.
Ngā mihi nui, mauri ora.
Mauri ora.